It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And it is not Jack Stogler. Jack Stogler is on vacation. We're getting used to that. He seems to be on vacation every Wednesday. No, not really. So, sitting in, coming on our show tonight are people from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. Very good.
Because it's Mercer County and Cancer Association, and sometimes it gets backwards, but that's the technical name. I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself, Sue.
Well, hi, I'm Sue Freisteller. I was the former director of the Cancer Association of Mercer County for 15 years, and then now I am the treasurer of the board of trustees for the Cancer Association of Mercer County. So I've been around for about 21 years this May with the association, and want to promote its being, because it's such a great organization, I feel.
Yep, it does a lot of good things for a lot of people, and we'll talk about that a little later too. The actual functions of the Cancer Association, and we'll look at how how you got started. We'll look at the things you do, the people that are involved, as far as employees and volunteers, maybe. And then, of course, we'll definitely get into talking about the Hope Fest that wasn't able to be held last year, but some new things came out of that that I think are pretty good, and lots of other things. So we'll take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll get into details, and we'll be back with Sue in just a minute.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have three great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $8.95, salt egg jumbo shrimp for $10.95, or a baked cod dinner for only $10.95. All specials come with our large salad bar and your choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales are coming up. They'll be held April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And if you want to be included, you'll need to be registered with the SIO to ZI by Saturday, March 27th. You can get a registration form from any member or go to their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales, and download the form from your computer. Don't put it off. The new SIO to ZI garage sale dates will be sneaking up on us. They'll be the last weekend in April, but you need to register by March 27th to get on their map. To get on the list. For some reason, it cut that off. So we're here with Sue Freisteller from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And why don't we just talk about how that came to be?
Okay. The Cancer Association of Mercer County, or CAMC, was organized back in 1997 by a group of concerned Mercer County citizens. They felt that the needs of the people who had been diagnosed with cancer weren't being met, their physical needs. They were driving a lot back and forth, possibly to Columbus, and they were spending a lot of gas money. They were buying medicines and anything like that. And they just felt that they needed another organization to do specifically helping the cancer patient in Mercer County. And, you know, there's many other organizations that are good because of what they do, but they do mostly research. Mm-hmm. They're finding...
And that's important.
Of course.
But...
A lot of us would not be here had it not been for the research. But... We needed to get these families through this crisis in their lives,
yes.
This cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what a few of them started, and it has continued on helping the citizens. The organization, our motto is where there is help, there is hope. And we felt that, you know, you have to have hope to get through a disease like this.
Yes.
And helping people, you know, with little things like maybe a mileage voucher or something, mm-hmm. Does wonders to get them through some of the burdens that they're facing at this time.
Yeah, because they have plenty to worry about without having to worry about financing and how they're going to be able to get to their cancer treatment or whatever. There's so many things that have to get kind of taken care of. If you take that pressure off, that makes it much better for them. They can concentrate on what they're doing, I guess, and everything works out a little better. So,
oh, that's for sure. And our motto is, or our mission statement is, we help our clients through compassion, involvement, service, and education. We pledge to lessen patients. Suffering and support physically, emotionally, and financially.
Mm-hmm.
And through this, I'll let you know how we're doing this. Because to date, since 1997, we've helped 1,396 clients. We're approaching the 2 million mark that we've given out to our clients for various things. Some of those, our biggest expense is our mileage transportation fund, where, you know, if they have to go to Columbus or Dayton or just even to Salina from Fort Recovery,
yeah.
It takes some gas money.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times, if it's somebody of working age, they're probably not working some, at least the day they're going.
Exactly.
So they're not making money, but they're spending money, and that's not a good thing.
And sometimes it involves the husband and wife, because the one of them has to take the patient. You know, they may be too ill to do it themselves.
And sometimes after the treatment, they're not supposed to drive themselves. With certain things, and I don't know which ones, but so.
Yeah, that's true. The board members were run by a board of trustees,
mm-hmm.
and they are represented from every town in Mercer County. We have a whole list of them.
So how many directors are there? Like a handful or 50 or?
We have, I think, about 15 mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Joe Heibrink is our president.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nancy Hoying just went off as president, and she was one of the ones that was very instrumental in starting the Cancer Association. So she had been on since 1997.
Wow. That's a while.
That's a long time. And then our vice president is Pam Hoying from Coldwater.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is from Chickasaw. And then we have Stephanie Bruntz from Fort Recovery.
Okay.
As our secretary, and then myself from St. Henry as the treasurer. And then our cancer the association's director is Valerie Heitkamp from Fort Recovery.
Yep. Yep.
And we knew and what we were awesome. Doing when we got her on board, because she certainly has done wonders for our association.
Well, and that was what you did before, too, and you were doing awesome.
Well, you know, and Valerie just brings everything to the table and
yep.
figures out things, and we get it going. And one of her primary things, of course, is to meet and greet the clients that come mm-hmm. in. And she is just wonderful in listening to all the stories and mm-hmm. what their needs are. And she's so compassionate that it's a good yeah. fit for our yep. organization.
And you can tell by looking at her, when you're talking to her, she cares.
That's for
she's
sure.
She's an awesome person.
She is. Can't say enough about her. So, and then we have others. I'll just go through them real quick.
Yeah.
So you know, Kevin Shelley Dresch from St. Henry, Marge Gale from Rockford, Megan Heitbrink from Chickasaw, Cindy Himmelgarn from Coldwater, Amber Montrell from Rockford, Marlene Summer from Salina, Audrey Subler from Maria Stein, Charlene Wenning from Coldwater, and Dick Wenning from Maria Stein. And then, of course, we have some honorary board members because we kept them on. We didn't feel mm-hmm. like we could push them aside, but they wanted to, you know, take a breather.
Yep.
And those are the ones that had worked from day one.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
So, yes. So
that's a lot of people that put in at least a pretty good amount of time and a lot of caring and a lot of planning. Anything else you want to talk about with that right now?
I do want to say that it's very easy to become a client. You know, there's two things that mm-hmm. you have to have, and that's have a cancer diagnosis and be from Mercer County. There's no financial or anything that we look at. It's mm-hmm. Cancer diagnosis and being from Mercer County. Mm-hmm. And so then that way we can hit a lot of the middle families mm-hmm. that have homes and cars and stuff like that that need to be kept up.
Right.
And here now they have
yes.
this disease.
Yeah. And just let's say it would be whoever has the most money in all of Mercer County. That doesn't mean that they don't need some help besides money. And you, I know you guys offer all kinds of other things besides money, but in financial help, there's all kinds of things that sometimes money can buy, but not necessarily. It's things that they don't have to try to sit there and figure out how am I going to do this. You just tell them how it works, and that kind of information is invaluable.
Right, and that's you know the education that we mm-hmm. try to do is where to find things and
yeah.
how to surf this
yeah.
disease and get through it
yeah.
and. We financial is our biggest thing. We start with transportation, then we
sure.
have prescriptions. We help a lot with co-pays right now, and wigs. Prosthesis, anything that has to do with cancer, we try to help. And then once in a while, we help with an electric bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know that, you know, yeah, they've sure. gotten behind and they don't know how to catch up and they have yeah. to have heat.
Yeah.
So,
because like we were talking before, a lot of times they're not working and they were before, so they don't have the income and they're spending money.
Exactly.
That's not a good... Even for pretty comfortable middle-class people, that's not a comfortable situation. So anything that can help.
Right.
So how do they get a hold of somebody? Or if they know of somebody, how do they encourage somebody to get in touch with you to offer the monetary and knowledge help?
The easiest way is to contact our office. Our office is located at, let's see if I can get this right, 218 South Main Street, Suite A. It's off a public parking lot, so mm-hmm. you can park in the parking lot because our door is off that parking lot.
Yeah, so it's basically right across the street from Speakeasy and there, but it's a Main Street address, but it doesn't technically face Main Street.
That's correct.
So, with CALPS, we deliver equipment and supplies there, so we have to find it. It's really easy. Once you know where it is, you just pull in, you can park 10 feet from the door and go in. So it's pretty easy, but just remember it isn't facing Main Street.
And also, you know, if you're not feeling up to it, you can always call the office. Mm-hmm. That's 419-584-0014. And you would probably get a hold of Valerie because she's there Mondays through Thursdays, 9:30 to 4:30. And so you can catch her. And she'll be happy to give you a packet that includes all kinds of information, including gas cards and stuff like that, so that you can get started on this journey. And so, you know, once you get a hold of her, she'll give you a packet. She'll tell you how to fill out the application, which is, you know, mostly name, address, you know, what kind of cancer. It's very simple. And then she'll give you a mileage form in case you want to do that. And that requires, you know, putting out information and having somebody at the treatment center sign it, or, you know, tell you to bring in your prescription receipts or whatever. Yeah. You know, we have to have some backup on what we're giving out. But it's very simple.
And they're good people that are involved, and you don't need to. Looks like I'm getting a call about somebody trying to sell me a used car warranty. I think I'll hang up on them.
Don't we all get those? Yeah.
Thought I had my ringer turned off, but so anyway, so either call or stop in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, what are the hours Monday through Thursday?
The hours are Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 4:30.
Okay. So that's middle of the day when everybody's
right.
out doing business, and so that should be good. So how do you raise funds?
Well, we have our biggest fundraiser for the year coming up, and that's Hope Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have some other things, but I'll talk about those later. Let's get on to Hope Fest.
Yep, which is coming
up on May 7th. And last year we found out, we're being in the middle of a pandemic.
Yep.
We struggled as to what to do to make, you know, this was our fundraiser. We already had all of our stuff out saying we were going to have Hope Fest, and we just knew we couldn't. That was when we were under lockdown, basically. And
yep.
And so we decided.
And the rules were changing every other day.
Yes.
And there just wasn't, you know.
It was really hard, but Valerie came through and she said, let's just make this virtual. Let's just continue. We'll explain to our sponsors what we're doing, and we'll see what happens. And so basically, we had teams working. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are going to do that this year as well. We decided we could not, it wasn't close enough to opening up again.
Yeah. Because, you know, they could say it's opening up, and if one of these new strains flares up, you've done all of this work and you can't do it.
Yeah, so we thought we'd be right up front and say, we're just going to go virtual again this year. It's going to be run about the same way. We have teams forming right now, and you have until April 1st to form a team. And that's a $150 registration fee, but you get 15 shirts with that. And the teams go out and try to raise money for us by selling blocks of hope, chicken dinners, and mm-hmm. raffle tickets. I'll talk to you a little bit about our chicken dinners.
Yep. So how does someone sign up a team?
The best way to sign up a team is, again, call the office.
Okay.
And 419-584-0014. Mm-hmm. And talk to Valerie, and she'll set you up in a minute.
Okay.
It does not
That's
take
good.
Very long.
And you say it's teams of 10 or 15?
Teams of 15.
15, yep.
Teams of 15 work to raise money for us.
So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about, we'll just call that a teaser of what we're going to talk about with how that all goes. And we'll be back in just a minute right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Sue Freisteller is with us, and we started talking about Hope Fest, and then we left them with a little teaser, so I'll let you finish up on Hope Fest.
Okay, well, we have a lot to discuss with Hope Fest. We talked a little
bit. We only have 40 minutes.
Okay. We talked a little bit about the teams and how to form and just call Valerie at the office. And you have a team can be organized up until April 1st in order to get your T-shirts available so you can take pictures and get on our video, because we are going to be virtual. We'll be doing a video. So April 1st is the deadline to sign up for teams. And then the things that the teams are selling, we have chicken dinners, and that's at, pickup is at Romer's in St. Henry, and it is a barbecue chicken dinner with a roll and applesauce and chips, and that's what we will be selling there, $8 a ticket. And again, call the office if you want one, or talk to any of the board members, and they can get you lined up with some chicken dinner tickets.
And when would the chicken dinners be available?
The dinners will be available on May 7th. That's Friday, May 7th, from 4 until 6. So you can, it'll be a drive-through. You can drive through, pick them up, and find a place to eat them. So that's that. That's one of the things. And then we have blocks of hope, which are $5 each. And those are blocks, well, we put on a wall if we were out on the football field, but we're not on the football field. So they will be on a wall on our virtual video. So those are $5 a piece. And you can put a name to, in honor of someone going through cancer or in memory of someone who have passed away from cancer. And then those are $5 each. And then we're doing another staycation vacation raffle. We tried that last year and it was a huge success. But this year we took a little bit of a different slant at it. And we put together packages from each of the little towns. Mm-hmm. And so the vacation, the main prize, the first prize is a $2,500 value, and it's a vacation getaway for three days and two nights at, it's called the Augustine Vacation Rental, right here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
So it's a 7-bedroom, sleeps 25, 3 baths, 3 half baths, in-ground pool, indoor basketball and volleyball court. Check it out, and you can check it out on, it's on VRBO.
Yep, I don't think I knew the name of it, but we know all about
that's
it here.
That's what I thought about it. So. Yep. Anyway,
it is nice.
And there's a couple of other things that come with it, but that's our main prize. And then we have the second prize is a big green egg cooker package.
Oh, yeah.
Complete with a Nest charcoal and a convector, whatever that is. And then we have a chest freezer, a 7.2 cubic chest freezer with a $100 gift card for meat.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. And then we start with our little town packages. And it's a bit of Burgettsville package.
Mm-hmm.
Celebration of Salina. Check out Chickasaw. Collections of cold water. Features of Fort Recovery. Marvels of Maria Stein, A Mixture of Menden, The Most of Montezuma, Reflections of Rockford, and A Sample of St. Henry. So those are kind of fun packages.
Yeah.
They're all worth, some of them are over $1,000 in value.
Yeah. I believe I saw pictures of those on Facebook.
It is on Facebook.
You go to Facebook, and is it the Cancer Association of Mercer County?
Yes.
Type that in, and then you can scroll down and find.
And that's where you'll see a link on May 7th with a video and everything. But yes, if look for the tickets and all the other things to do on Facebook, and that's a good place to look at it. And we have such good sponsors. You know, you want to see it. All the people that came out and sponsored these various
things. I believe
the
one that somebody had shared, the Fort Recovery one, and I think I saw 15 different things on there, which was pretty
It's awesome. Our sponsors, we can't say enough about. They keep us going on things like this. And so it's up to 21 prizes that will be drawn, and I believe they're going to be put on Facebook then that night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll draw them on May 7th.
And don't need to be present to win, obviously.
Not present to
win. And you don't have, like, 3 hours to call in or anything like that. Your name and phone number on there, and they'll let you know.
Yep.
So you don't have to jump through hoops to win. You just get the ticket, and they'll let you know.
The tickets are $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, we don't always have to call the office. I have some places where the tickets are going to be. There's going to be BU Boutique in Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rooster Joe Coffee and Company in Coldwater.
Mm-hmm.
The Mercer County Elks will have some available. Moeller Brew Barn in Maria Stein. Rockford Village Office in Rockford. CAMC Office in Salina.
Yep.
And Homestretch Sportswear in St. Henry.
That's all pretty good people.
You know, if you don't have to...
You don't have to go chasing. But if you happen to be in Salina, you can stop in there. But BU Boutique here in the back of Lifestyles Beauty Salon is right there. You can go in anytime and get the tickets, and they're those are really good people too. all of them. There's only one of them that you named that I'm not pretty familiar with, and those are all outstanding people.
For sure,
those are all outstanding people that are helping you out. So that's a really good thing. So,
and the tickets are $10 a piece.
Yep.
So. Okay, then we have submission of pictures for this video. Anybody can submit a loved one's picture who has been afflicted with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And these will be included in the video. All you have to do is email the pictures to camc@bright.net or text them to 419-763-9045. And they'll get on. If you miss this, just call the office.
Yeah.
Valerie will certainly tell you.
Yep. And I'm assuming they can be nice, serious pictures, and they can be silly pictures.
Of course.
It doesn't matter, and probably sometimes it's more fun to watch it with silly pictures, but you know, if it's someone who passed away several years ago and they're not out doing silly stuff, a really nice picture where everybody can go, oh yeah, I remember her, I remember him, those are good people. So whichever picture you want to send in, they'll be glad to put it on there. So the video, how would they be able to watch that? Is that on the
it'll be on YouTube.
Okay,
there'll be a link. If you go to the Facebook page, there'll be a link.
Okay, on the Facebook page.
On Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Or on our page. Let's see, where is it? I know I have it here. the other place, if you go to CAMC-Ohio.org, you'll be able to get it on there, too.
Okay.
That's our website. Mm-hmm. You can find out information about that, too, on there. Then, I just want to say the Blocks of Hope for $5. Mm-hmm. We also, since we can't build the wall and people want to see what names are on them,
yes.
The Daily Standard runs a whole list of them a couple of days after the event so that we get everybody that has been mm-hmm. on it. So then you can see that there. Also, the radio stations, I think, including this one.
Yeah, we did it in WCSM and WRKD in Rockford. Did it. I recorded all the names, and I would play them at the bottom of every hour, play about 10 or 15, because there's 1,000 names, if I remember, or something
yes,
like that.
There's about 1,000.
And then WCSM for, I believe, a week, once every hour or two, their on-air personality during the day would read maybe a dozen or 20 names at a time. And Rockford, I believe, did the same thing, something similar to that. I'm not exactly sure what they did, but from everything I heard from everybody, it was extremely well received. It was definitely well received here. And I talked to Rockford and a couple of people with WCSM, and they got very good comments about that. So when and if you ever get to do Hope Fest Live again, my suggestion is to do that in addition to the Hope Fest, because that just even gives it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And for myself, it made me feel like I was helping some, even though I wasn't there. I wasn't really doing anything. But, you know, we read the names and put them on the air and got lots of really good comments. And that's
good
for us and good for you, because, you know, people say, oh, that's pretty nice that you did that, you know. But that's what we do here. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to make money. I don't have employees to pay. WCSM has employees to pay. So every 30 seconds, every minute, they need to be making some money. And when they're reading those, they're not making any money.
Right.
So it's good that they do that, because it's very important that people get the message and get the word out and get to hear their loved ones' names. So,
you know, and everybody's affected by cancer.
Yes.
I bet everybody here can name at least one person they
yep.
know.
Yep. Family or otherwise.
Right.
So, yeah. Any other Hope Fest things?
Well, we have some Mylar balloons that are available for $5.
Okay.
And they will be posted on the virtual video.
Okay.
And these you can write your own personal message to honor a loved one, and then it'll be displayed.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yes. That was a new thing, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. So we used to be able to tie them on the fence, but now we have to go to virtual. But but you'll see your balloon up if you choose to order, and they're all colors, because cancer comes in all colors.
Yep.
Like pink is for breast cancer, and and purple is for pancreatic. So,
yep.
So anyway, we do have those going. And if anybody wants a T-shirt, we do have those available as well. You can order a T-shirt from Hope Fest, actually, mm-hmm. and from a Home Stretch. They do
ours. Okay.
And mm-hmm. I think you can call directly there mm-hmm. and order a Hope Fest shirt. So I think...
Does that cover most of...
That covers most of...
Okay. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back in a minute or two, and we'll talk about some more things with the Cancer Association of Mercer County, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Of things we do with our ladies and guys.
Sorry, we forgot to get this other commercial going. Sorry about that.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. The shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners are 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and avoid the wait in line. Let Wayne Street Market be your solution this year for those busy Fridays during Lent.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow. We're back on Insight with the Cancer Association of Mercer County, Sue Freisteller. We've talked about some of the things you do with the money you raise. We've talked about Hope Fest, which is your main fundraiser, and then some other things that help you raise money. What else do we need to cover that we want people to know about the Cancer Association of Mercer County?
Well, two of our other fundraisers, one is the Wally Post Open in July, mm-hmm. and the Post family has done that for us for, I think, ever since it began, practically. And then we also have a Family of Hope newsletter that goes out in November, mm-hmm. right before Christmas, and it's a newsletter that's has lots of information in it, what's been done through the year. It has a financial statement so you can see where exactly mm-hmm. what we're doing with our money. And we have people that have passed away over the year and have sent us memorials. So we have names of those. And so it's just mm-hmm. a very nice newsletter. But inside the newsletter is an envelope. And this is the only time we do any mailing and ask for donations like this, mm-hmm. You know, just an outright donation. And that's done in our Hope Family of Hope newsletter. You become a part of our Family of Hope when you donate.
Yeah, so is that fairly successful?
That's very successful.
Good.
I think it makes about 6,000, mm-hmm. you know, and that's pretty good for a mailing. But
yes.
Our primary thing is to get it out at what we're doing
yes.
with the Cancer mm-hmm. Association.
Yep, and the Wally Post Open. That I know that's something that everybody around here loves, wants to be in, and of course you can only have X number
and
of teams.
It's pretty well closed.
Yeah. Is that just the golf, or do they do other things like auctions or anything else with that? Or?
Yes. We have raffles and 50-50s and different tip books and stuff like that mm-hmm. all day long. We serve them a meal at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that several people I know had gone over there. They weren't golfing, but they went over afterwards and they were doing all this other stuff and helping too. So you don't, even if you don't get on a team, like you said, it's virtually impossible. It's like trying to get tickets for the Masters.
It has been that way.
But you can go over and participate in the other things with the tips and the other things. Yeah. So I know several people have done that. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah. So and then what else did we want to?
Well, you know, the community, this Mercer County community, is so good about contributing and we have a lot of civic organizations that donate to us, and also memorials. We have plaques in our office that if somebody dies and memorials are sent in and they're over $500, they get their name on a plaque. So we have some of things going on like that. But I do want to mention some of the few ways that people have helped us. Like we have the Stone Tiger Challenge. Brad Rammel put that on. And this year we're not doing it, but we've done it in the past, and last year we did it, and that's such a big fundraiser.
Yeah, that one's a little tough to do virtually.
Right, exactly. So we have that, and then Dave Pennell with the Knights of Columbus does a Mercer County corn maze and petting zoo, and that is exceptionally done well, and it's done over a two-weekend period in September. They paint the pavement pink in Maria Stein and gave us the money for it. Chickasaw Garage does an oil change promotion where I think in October, for every oil change, we get $5 or something. Select Motors gives so much per car sold in October. There's just all kinds. Fort Recovery Cheerleaders and Jessica Kramer and girls give us totes to give to cancer patients.
Jessica does the 31 stuff.
And then they have a facial hair club that we receive donations from, so they do these fundraisers for us, and they just give us the check, and you know, it keeps us going. It really, they are really great. We get some money from like the combined drives. Like I know Fort Recovery does one, and Maria Stein and St. Henry and Salina. So we get money from that. Anyway, these are all different ways that they do raise money for us. So that's a really nice job.
And so, you know, we know people like to help any way they can. And if you give them a good avenue and something to actually sort of do, people like to go out and do that. And it's just really good. Now, when they had the actual Hope Fest, back in the olden days.
That was only 2 years ago.
But it seems like a lot longer than that. But so what actually goes on at the Hope Fest? I mean, the teams, what do they do?
Okay. The teams come in, they raise money, and then they walk the track. A few of them on the track all night long. We go from like around 6 to 11.
So there's always one.
There's always somebody on the track.
From each team.
And then we start the night usually with a survivor ceremony where we honor each of our survivors by name and give them a little gift. And, and we do the Star Spangled Banner, and we do, you know, start the night off like that. And that's pretty good. We have bouncy houses for the kids. A couple of years ago, they started a kids games. And so that's been pretty popular. People just come and sit around and talk. We have food. We have a concession stand with pizza and burgers and things like that. Sometimes we've had bands out there at night. And it's just been a great family night that you just come out and have a good time. You bring your lawn chairs and just gather. If the weather's fine, if the weather's great, it's a great night. We've had some iffy nights, but we get through it.
Less crowd, but and it's really good to get the kids involved because, you know, first off, if they're young enough, they only know that they're having fun. And getting to see all these other people, and the next year they want to go, and the next year they want to go, and then pretty soon they figure out that it's actually doing some good to help other people. And this area is very well known for people helping each other. And it starts at that early age. Those kids understand that it's just what you do, and it doesn't have to be a chore, and it isn't a something you're obligated to do. It's something you want to do.
Yes.
And that's the greatest thing. And, you know, we've seen that plenty of times that people just, if you give them a good avenue, they're going to do it. And it's awesome.
That's true. They also watch us building the wall.
Oh.
And to see all of those names,
uh-huh.
We've gotten up to like 2,600 names on this wall around the track.
Wow.
And if you want to see something, you know, that's just really heart-wrenching to see all those names of all the people that have suffered from cancer.
Yeah.
So,
and
but
a lot of those little kids will see their grandma's name or uncle so-and-so's name up there, and that's, they get attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of them now instead of just a whole bunch of people that we don't know.
Right, and then we read each of those names.
Mm-hmm.
The lights go low, and the names are read, and that's pretty somber, too.
And it's impressive.
Yes.
Yep.
I want to also say we do some fun things with our survivors. We have a ladies' and a guys' night out. Ladies' night out is in October, mm-hmm. and guys' night out is in February. Well, of course, with the pandemic, we had to think something differently, so we had a drive-through. and we had a raffle, so they signed up early, and then we had, you know, do the raffle, and some took home raffle prizes. But ladies' night out, it was around Halloween, so they each got a pumpkin filled with all kinds of goodies, and then
we
gave them a dinner back, you know, with like a sub and some cookies and some fruit and stuff like that. So they went home with dinner, and they went home with prizes. So that's what we did for ladies, and that turned out so well. We thought, well, we might as well do the same for guys. And they really appreciated it, too. But it was just,
did you give them a pumpkin full of stuff?
No. You know what we did? We gave them a bucket. You know, a small bucket.
Yeah.
Useful.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that was really fun, too. So, we try to give them that hope. And that's one of the ways.
Yep.
And then we did start a hope group right before the pandemic. And so we had to discontinue it. But they would come in and do arts and crafts and have a snack and just sit and socialize. It's our form of a support group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the three things we do.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to throw in there?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Well, let's
we
go,
talked a lot.
Let's go back and go over again what you can do for people and how they can contact you or contact you for a family member or a friend to get some of the services that you offer.
Okay.
So if you kind of tell us how and what again.
Okay,
so.
I can tell you that. Okay, so we give... financially, we give help with mileage reimbursement, wigs, medication, nutritional supplements,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, any other thing, copays.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your doctor's bills build up and then you have a lot of copays. We help with that. Some of this, there's limits. So, mm-hmm. You can't expect to come in and get it all paid, but we do.
Yeah, don't bring a moving van but.
Yeah, and all you have to do is contact the office at 218 North Main Street, Suite A. And that number is 419-584-0014. Talk to Valerie, and she will help you get started.
Smiling Valerie Heitkamp.
Smiling Valerie Heitkamp, yes. She is the one to see, and she can get you through. And once you're set up, it's very easy. In fact, a lot of people do it by mail after they get the initial package of things. And so... we just, offer this. You just have to have a cancer diagnosis and be from Mercer County. There is no other stipulation. As long as that can be proven, that's all we need.
Yep. And that's great. So we've been talking with Sue Freisteller from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And everything will be on the in our archives here in a little while, but you can also get a lot of that information from camc-ohio.org. A lot of that is going to be on there if you want to kind of double check. So if you know somebody that might be able to use some help, and we're not talking just financially, there's a lot of support and a lot of advice and a lot of things that money can't buy. that the Cancer Association does. So thank you very much, Sue, and thanks for stopping by. All right, and we'll be back in just a little bit with Rocker and a Top 10. And Sue, you and Bill are welcome to hang around a little while and argue with Rocker. We'll be back in just a minute.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
There is now a U.S. flag disposal box at the Veterans Plaza. There's a specific protocol for disposing of our flag, so when your flag is ready to be replaced, please bring the old one to the disposal box. Our local veterans organizations will perform the flag-burning ritual for any flags that they receive. Please help our veterans give the flag the respect that it deserves by bringing your tattered flags to the flag disposal box at the Veterans Plaza, where it can be disposed of in the proper manner.
Welcome back to Insight. We're speaking with Sue Freisteller from the Cancer Association of Mercer County and gave us all that information. And you can find all of that on the website. And it'll, of course, this will be in the archives. It'll probably be 10 o'clock or so before it gets in the archives, but you can go back and listen anytime you want. So now we have Mr. Randy Rocker Bonvillain, and he's going to go into his top 10 list.
Top 10 shows that the TV craze hated, but we loved. Some of these are doozies.
I probably hated them too then.
Well, and the one I just threw on for joke purposes. Number 10, this is it. Jody Loves Chachi.
Jody Loves Chachi. Yep, I didn't love that one.
That was just...
I loved Happy Days, but I didn't love the Jody Chachi thing.
Yeah, that was god-awful.
So you didn't love it. Now you've already made a liar out of yourself.
Well, that was the joke one I threw in.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know a thing about it.
It was Lauren Green. Having Ben Cartwright out in space just doesn't quite.
You're typecasting Mr. Green now.
Yeah, it's just...
He was a space cowboy.
Yeah. Number 8?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. I hated this, but I had to be sent through quite a bit of them. Hee-Haw.
BR5.
I liked Hee-Haw. It was funny. It was corny.
Somehow it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Because I'm not quite the same age as your dad. I'm the same age as some of your older brothers. So your dad made you probably watch that?
This was more of a mom one.
Oh. So mom was the one with good taste.
Yeah.
So Bill and Sue, you can chime in on anything that you want to.
Yeah, because, usually this time where I get roasted one way or another. Number seven, I'm sure you like this one, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes. Yep. Funny people.
Pretty much this show only with a little more pep.
It's more like our Christmas show. But yeah. Now, there were some really neat people on there. I think every single person on there, every character on there, I really liked them.
Sadly, I'd be more like I'm crossed between Herb and Les Nessman.
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully more Herb.
Well, I don't know. Les was a lot cooler than Herb. Herb was kind of clueless.
So was Les.
Wasn't Lonnie Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the part he liked.
Number six, Laverne and Shirley.
I liked Laverne and Shirley. They were smart alecks.
They were pretty much my babysitter when I was a kid.
They were another spinoff of Happy Days.
Yep. Yep.
And Mork and Mindy.
Mom being doing the laundry, I got Laverne and Shirley. Here's some popcorn, Randy. Shut the heck up.
Hey, I should have stopped down for popcorn. I didn't know Mom was making popcorn.
Back in 1976?
Yep.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Yep.
Number five, Fantasy Island.
Didn't watch that.
The plane.
Yeah, because it was on on Friday or Saturday night. I was always out doing stupid stuff.
About a foot shorter, I could have been tattooed myself.
Yep. And if I was a lot more handsome and suave, I could have been Ricardo Montalban.
Yes, Corinthian leather.
Yes.
That's what everybody will remember about Ricardo Montalban is Corinthian leather.
Fine Corinthian leather. And what kind of vehicle was that on?
I'm assuming it was some kind of like a Pontiac?
I think it was a Chrysler product.
Chrysler?
Lincoln.
Was it?
I think so.
Might be.
And, of course, Bill and Neil's favorite show.
Oh, yeah?
The Love Boat.
Jeez. let's see. Is that your song that you...
No, that was something else.
I think you were singing The Love Boat once.
Yes, that was unfortunate for everybody.
Yes, it was. Would you like to sing it for us now?
No. These people, you know, they're not quite ready for that.
I think they are. They were just. They looked excited, Randy. Yeah, I think you got to do the love.
I wish I would have known about this beforehand, Randy, because I think I have the theme song from every one of those.
I got nothing.
Yep. So you're not going to sing The Love Boat?
No. The A-Team, number three.
I liked Mr. T. I never watched the show, but I thought Mr. T was pretty cool.
The one thing about that show is they could never hit a bright side of a barn. Did not kill anybody, just...
Well, you only kill people. Well, they solved the crime without killing people.
You liked it when the plan came together.
Yeah, very good. See, at least somebody's with me here. Number two.
That's why I figured you would like to hang around for this.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Didn't watch that one either.
Good old boys.
Because that was on Friday or Saturday night, and I was never home.
Once again, Friday night. Well, Randy, you got an hour before bedtime. This is your hour to shine, and I came up with Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep. Well, that was popular.
And number one.
Now it means you're racist.
That's right. It'd be culture canceled.
Yeah.
Number one, Charlie's Angels.
Number one.
Didn't watch that one either, but I absolutely know why you picked that one number one.
Oh, yeah.
Or three reasons.
Three reasons. I like Jacqueline Smith.
She always spoke highly of you.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
She's still with us, by the way.
That's good.
Unfortunately for Farrah.
So when did Farrah Fawcett pass away?
She, unfortunately, had the bad timing of dying the same day as Michael Jackson.
So nobody even remembered she passed
away?
Well,
no, because about 12:30, Michael bought the farm, and nobody gave two craps about Farrah dying.
Yep, I did.
That was an unfortunate day for Farrah.
Yes. So, got anything else? You want to go do a little rant before we get into sports talk or?
Let's see. I don't really have a rant per se. I mean,
okay.
Start sports talk on time for once.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that. I'm not sure that's. I don't think Bob, that's.
Bubba's on the schedule.
I don't think that's in the rule book.
Sure, he wants to go home, you know, do happy things.
Whoa. So, okay. Well, that is it for Insight. We'll be back with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And again, we want to thank the Cancer Association of Mercer County, Sue Freisteller and her husband, Bill. And thank you very much for coming. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Sports Talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.